A popular shop in Murray Bridge is shutting down after 10 years in operation. Sweet Deliverance is closing its doors Monday the 29th of March. Owner Cindy Rayson has posted the news overnight on Facebook, saying she and her team members have new career prospects and opportunities to explore. She joins me now. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you going?
Really well, thank you. And so many people devastated to hear about this. You must feel very loved after posting that message on Facebook and seeing all of your fans' responses.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was extremely beautiful to read all that. I was reading them during the night at 2 o'clock this morning, and it was great. Everything was positive, and I know that it's sad, but I have to look at my life now, and I've decided that that's what I've got to do.
Yeah, so you're after a new challenge, and one of your important colleagues, Ashley, as well. She's off to uni.
Yes, she's always wanted to do childcare, and she's decided that she wants to go to uni. So that was maybe it's time that I looked at something else as well and had a bit more lifestyle and, yeah.
Yeah. And has COVID made things difficult for you? Because I know you stayed open during that time.
Yeah, I did stay open because about three coffee shops did close around me, and I decided to stay open, and I did deliveries and takeaways, and it actually went really well. People were glad that I was opened, and I got a lot of new customers from being opened. So it worked out well, yes. And I would have been bored, I think, at home in those 9-10 weeks of not working.
Yeah, but I imagine it took a bit of a hit financially.
Yes, and then my accountant said, just hang in there because JobKeeper will is going through legislation, and we were eligible for it, so that helped great. Yeah, that was really good.
What has been a highlight over the years? Are there some moments or some things that have happened at Sweet Deliverance that you look back on very fondly?
I think making all my homemade cakes. I think, you know, my vanilla slices that just walk out the door, people say they're the best ones in town or whatever. And at this new location in 7th Street, I was able to make a lot more homemade cakes. So my cheesecakes are a hit. I get a lot of orders from cheesecakes and other slices.
Oh, the vanilla slice. Everyone's obsessed with that, aren't they?
Yep. So that's been my highlight, is to present people with all my homemade cakes and cheesecakes and slices to go to parties and a bit of catering here and there. So, yeah, great.
So what will your focus be after you finish on the 29th of March?
I've got a few jobs sort of in the pipeline that I'm looking at, but I'm obviously, you know, I'm not going to say what they are at the moment. I'm just going to have a bit of a break for now and just take it easy. I'm going to go to Queensland, I think, in May for a 60th birthday, and I haven't had a break for 3 years, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and spending a bit of time with important people as well, family members.
And catching up with, you know, friends in Adelaide that I haven't seen for a while, and my family here, and my family, my mum and dad, and yeah, taking it easy for a while.
So will you have a little party at the end of March, or are you going to do anything to sort of say goodbye?
Oh, well, on the last day, I might get maybe some champagne here at the shop, who knows, I'll just suss that out.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let me know. We can keep our listeners up to date.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it sounds like you're going to be really, really missed, especially those vanilla slices, Cindy.
When I read all the comments, and they're still coming through, and I was just, I'm proud of myself. At the beginning, when I decided to close, I felt like a failure, and all my family said, no, you have not failed. You have been open for 10 years. You have done yourself proud. And then when seeing all those last night and still coming in today, I thought, no, I haven't failed. I've actually, you know, done very well.
Absolutely.
So I'm pleased.
Yeah.
To go out on a good note and know that I've done this town proud for 10 years and, yeah.
Great. And I know who all your friends are going to be asking for cakes in the future as well.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you'll still be baking.
Yeah, I can do them. I've had people ask me during the night, are you still doing cheesecake? Yeah.
So we can all hit up Cindy Rayson at her home address and ask her to make us a cake. Hey, lovely to have a chat with you, Cindy, and
Thank
all
you
the
very
best.
Much.